Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. It's a wintry Wednesday for people in the nation's midsection waking up to sub-zero temperatures. John Reither stopped at a store in Morganton, North Carolina to buy a shovel.
When he moved down from Massachusetts, I gave it away because I didn't think I need it, and here I am buying another one now. My wife said, you shouldn't throw that away. You might need it later. And she was right.
This woman in Virginia sharing her thoughts on the Trump administration's push to downsize the federal government.
I just don't understand how all this can happen, and there's no control over it. And we've got people in the Oval Office now that aren't politicians, that have no right to be making these decisions.
Money from last month's fire aid concert now being distributed to Southern Californians who lost their homes in the wildfires. CBS News LA's Leslie Marine.
We're talking about $50 million. Going to more than 100 local organizations, doing everything from helping displaced families, providing legal aid.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The City Council in Wisconsin Rapids voted to continue adding fluoride to the city's water supply. The Common Council held their regular meeting last night. The big agenda item that brought people to the meeting was a proposed ordinance to ban adding fluoride to the water. Alderperson Jake Catanaugh brought the ordinance to the Legislative Committee earlier this month. During discussion, Alderperson Veneman said he's against the government adding chemicals to anything he consumes without his consent, but he also said people in his district feel differently.
I am a true believer in representative democracy, and I represent a constituency that does not share my views on fluoride by an enormous margin.
Alderperson Justin Pluis said they should be focusing on bringing jobs and industry to the community.
Instead, we are debating whether or not to remove a longstanding, scientifically supported public health measure because of a handful of debunked studies and internet conspiracy theories.
Alderperson Jay Catanaugh pushed back against the comments, stating a federal study and a California court case.
This is not out of left field or some type of crazy thing. This trial in the Northern District of California went through 7 years of litigation and had a two-week trial. So this is not just coming from some internet theory.
During the time allowed for public comment, citizens pointed out several instances in the study that would not apply to Wisconsin Rapids. Studies that showed negative effects to children's IQ included higher levels of fluoridation than are added to water in the U.S. Many of these studies took place with children in other parts of the world, such as China and India. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist made a motion to create a new ordinance to replace the current resolution from the 1950s. The new ordinance would direct that fluoride be added to the city's water supply at recommended state and federal levels. That motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Right now, it's 9 below.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to get into some fun topics. We got some local theater to talk about and going on. We got some other local events we're going to touch on as well. And we've got a couple of fun ones and a great one to kind of get to towards after our news break. Would you rather have extra love, extra money, or extra time?
Ooh.
One of those what-if questions.
Nice.
That's a hard one.
It's incredibly hard, and I don't know why I'm making us do this. We will get into that one a little bit later.
Depression after the news.
Yes.
Well, here we go.
It's our new segment. We're trying it out.
Yay.
See how it goes.
Uplifting in the morning.
But we have something else. We have to start with entertainment, and there is something going on called the Yellowstone effect right now that they are calling in. And this is actually interesting. So this term has been being used for at least a year and a half, maybe even longer than that, behind the scenes. Hmm. I first heard this when I started to. I love Westerns, and my agent, you know, as an agent, they ask you right away, hey, what is some work? What kind of work do you like? What work were you willing to do? And all those things. And so when I told her, Wendy, my agent, this is something that she'd look into and everything. And there is a ton of Westerns and Western type films and TV shows in the works right now.
Okay.
Get ready for it, because there's going to be an onslaught
they're
of it.
Coming.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it really stems from the Yellowstone and the popularity of that TV show. And that show, of course, is wrapped up. And it has a number of spin-off shows. Some of them are going to survive, some aren't. Mm-hmm. But with that, you've got the Yellowstone effect happening, and in you know, is another note to that, there is another Western saga coming back, Lonesome Dove.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
They are resurrecting the classic Western. The book series by Larry McEartley is being mined for potential movie and TV projects, so they're talking about making, from what I've heard, a movie that flips into a TV show or vice versa.
Okay.
They're thinking about doing one of those, but both are in the works.
Okay.
Lonesome Dove was previously made into an award-winning miniseries back in 89, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Chris Cooper, Diane Lane, Danny Glover.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was good, too.
I remember when I worked at the video store at the time, and when we got the box set out, and it just, you couldn't keep it in the store. It was always going rented out. There's no word yet on any specific projects, but the producers said, quote, we are dedicated to bringing a life diverse stories within the Western genre with authenticity and soul.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot about remakes, reimaginings and all this, and how people, audiences are tired of it. But there is a difference, I think, of redoing something and trying to do it, quote, right. You know, trying to really honor the work. Back when that Lonesome Dove came out back in 89, while it doesn't seem that long ago, we're still talking about a time when they were still trying to romanticize things a lot more. Mm-hmm. And that's what they felt audiences wanted. And now it's a completely different story where they want real.
They want the grit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that we don't want our superheroes to be perfect anymore. We want them to be human.
Human superheroes.
And honestly, I don't think we want our Westerns to be whitewashed anymore.
Nope.
I think that we don't have to, because these are fascinating stories about what happened to these people that went out there, and all of the there was a lot of violence. There was a lot of death, and there was some triumphs. But we have to understand, if you want the whole panorama of American history, you got
to
look at this.
Honor the history.
You have to honor the history, exactly. And I think when Larry McMurtry wrote Lonesome Dove, that's exactly what he did, and that's why I think it was so popular and then spun off all these other things.
I don't know what's going to come of this, but I almost guarantee you that it'll be very close to the book. It'll be very close to the real telling of the book and everything.
I mean, the novel won the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's some very good source material. Yeah.
And when it comes to that, I wish more, and this isn't a comment on this necessarily, it's just in that that style of doing that. I wish people would learn from Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller did together with the Sin City movies, where they literally took the words from the pages and put them in the script and went with that. They had to stretch some things here and there.
Sure.
But essentially, the whole movie is the graphic novel put on screen. That's what the words are already there for you.
Yep.
You don't have to rethink this or anything. You don't have to overthink this. Just take the pages from those words and put them on the screen. Put them in dialogue.
Right.
I hope that they do more and more of that going forward.
Boy, and I hope this is something where I think the Western is so much better suited to like long form storytelling. Yes. We've seen this. We saw it with the original Lonesome Dove miniseries. They could even do even more with that. But like Deadwood, I mean, yep. another I fabulous Jack Western Wood. Show.
Oh, I love that show.
And talk about grit. I mean, talk about realistic. Woo. But that's the thing. I think Westerns, that epic feel can really be done that way.
I really wanted to play a clip from Deadwood, but it's all censored.
Yeah, you can't.
It's all. Yeah,
forget it.
Ian McShane, man. Ian McShane.
Oh, he was brilliant in that. I love him. Brilliant.
If you can't get Ian McShane for this Lonesome Dove thing, then you have to get Sam Elliott. That's my only requirement. Oh. Every Western has
every
to
Western
have Sam Elliott.
Should have Sam Everyone. Elliott.
At least a small part narrator. Yeah. Even the narrator, he's great at that too. Oh, so
I don't. If he has one line, I don't care. Just it has to have Sam Elliott. It's not a Western without him. Donnie Wahlberg's time in the Blue Bloods universe is not over. He'll return as Danny Regan in a spin-off series called Boston Blue for CBS. Blue Bloods is ending its 14 seasons on CBS. Jeez. It'll follow Danny as he leaves New York and starts in Boston, where of course Donnie Wahlberg and his family are famously from Boston.
Right.
Boston Blue will premiere sometime during the 25-26 season. They are already casting it. I know because I have a friend that auditioned for it.
Oh, very cool.
My buddy Brian, who I teach with all the time. Maybe you've heard me mention a couple of times. Brian has not auditioned for anything in years.
Cool.
Him and his family are thinking of moving back to Boston, and they're going to be filming this in Boston. It just kind of worked out.
Okay, cool.
I actually was able to help him out with the audition.
Very nice.
It's never been on the other flip side of everything, so it was nice. And part of the reason I'm talking about this is these shows are incredibly popular in senior populations. Mm-hmm. CBS has been the big dog because of this in many ways. Mm-hmm. This is a really smart move. I've never seen 1 second of Blue Bloods. I don't know the show or anything, but I know anything that sticks around for 14 seasons has to be doing something right.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's pretty cool. That's good for them. And I like seeing one of the other things that I brought this up for is that I think is noteworthy is when this happens, so many of the people that you never see, never hear, but you see their names in the credits, those people continue to work on this show.
That's
and
right.
They get they can have consistent work.
Yes.
I'm happy, certainly, for the actors having consistent work, but these people that are working behind the scenes that have dedicated their life to the arts,
yep,
that never get any fanfare or anything
no claim,
like that.
But yeah, doing their job,
it's just as great for them.
I agree.
That's pretty cool. And God, I just don't even know where to begin, you guys. So there's a concert coming to Wisconsin.
To have feels about this.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of like, I don't know.
He's very consternated, I think is the word we're looking for.
Creed and Nickelback are going to be co-headlining a concert in East Troy, Wisconsin. It'll be a two-day Summer of 99 and Beyond Festival, July 18th and 19th. Along with Creed and Nickelback, as if you needed more, you will have Live, Doherty, Three Doors Down, Lit, Our Lady Peace, Hinder, Seven Dust. Oh, I do like them.
Okay. at least one.
I'm teasing. It's music. If you like it, you like it. Don't worry about what I think or anybody else.
That's great. See?
I think it's fantastic.
We have counterpoint right here, right?
I'm strictly playing into the whole, Nickelback Creed thing.
Yeah.
Creed was kind of like my gateway drug.
Sure. Yeah.
Because ostensibly a Christian group, right?
Correct.
Sort of. Yeah.
But they were able to give you that gateway into other music and stuff, like other harder music.
I don't know if anybody would appreciate me saying that the way that I did.
I love it.
Especially not my parents.
I was going to say, whatever it takes to turn you to the dark side.
Yes.
Or to, open the world of music, because music is amazing and fantastic, and it's not a drug. No. Sorry, Adventist, it's not.
It's true.
And Nickelback has gotten such a bad rap, you guys, for no good reason. They have so many fans. No. They are a fantastic band. They have worked hard for where they are and where they're at, and they don't deserve the whatever you guys are trying to push.
They became
on them.
A meme. That's the problem.
I know, and they don't deserve
it. And I think a lot of people dunk on them just because you're supposed to dunk on them. And yeah, I honestly have no feeling one way or the other towards them.
I like a lot of their music.
There you go. Well, see, like you said, they got a lot of fans.
Yeah.
So
I just don't like whiny rock. But that's okay. Me.
You're
that's
entitled me, to your opinion.
And it's just my
same opinion.
We can have a nice conversation about
you know,
this.
Exactly.
I'll beat Maroon you 5. Off there. It's fine.
I'm the person that promotes jazz. I'm like one of the last people that. What do I know about musical taste? Like I wholeheartedly. I think most of the audience leans towards what you're saying, Melissa. Actually, and part,
I also like jazz.
And yeah, I'm just. what I will say is not only do I feel confident saying that most of the audience agrees with you, Melissa, this concert isn't happening in Wisconsin if they don't think that it's going to be
going to be well. Successful. Right.
You're not alone, I think. But it does make me think of a great quote, one of my favorites. There are not more than five musical notes, yet the combinations of these five give rise to more melodies than can ever be heard.
Oh.
There are not more than five primary colors, yet in combination they produce more hues than can ever be seen. There are not more than five cardinal tastes, yet combinations of them yield more flavors than there can ever be tasted. Sun Tzu.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. The art of war. Just by the way, I'm very disappointed in the organizers of this concert for not including 311 and Third Eye Blind. Yeah, so nice, I mean, nice. Come on, people, what are you doing?
They really nailed a lot of those bands though, with the Live and Doherty and Three Doors yes. Down, and I mean, yeah, Hinder.
'90s rock at its best,
but okay. Also
at its most popular.
It's pretty well.
Keep in mind, there is going to be a lot of concerts this summer.
Yeah, they got to make up.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been talking about on the Sunrise Show over at 105.5, 7 to 8, Monday through Friday, a shout out to the front of the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Yep.
We've been, like, almost every week I've been talking about new concerts coming out and everything.
Yeah.
And some really cool ones. Chris Stapleton and George Strait. Are doing
that sounds
tour.
Like a fabulous
Ooh,
concert.
Yeah.
Wow,
that sounds group, good. Yeah. There's some other ones too out there. Willie Nelson is touring.
That's the only new country artist George Strait would even talk to, probably.
Yeah. I actually did a story about that. Luke Combs was all upset because he's been trying to meet George Strait, and George Strait is reserved. He always has been, but even now as he's gotten older, he's like pulled back a lot from it was amazing to see him at the Grand Ole Opry. It was surprising to see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not talking of any new artists or anything.
He's got opinions when it comes to modern country. He's not shy about talking about those.
Okay,
though.
But you guys skated over the fact that Willie Nelson is touring.
Yeah.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy awesome.
Him and his son are really good together, and they've been touring. They got a bunch of people with them. That's one of those shows.
Fantastic.
Man, I think for Willie, touring is life.
Yeah.
Like, if he ever stops, then start to worry, everybody.
That's a good point. One more thing about Creed before we move on. Okay.
Why can't we move on?
We can't move on yet because I have to tell you guys this because you're going to like it. You're going to appreciate this, okay? My brother sent me a video. Do you remember the Creed song, One Last Breath? And they were all standing on top of these like big rock platforms, like up in the mountains kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a video of what the sound would actually sound like if it was actually recorded. With the, and it's so cool because like you see them from afar and then the camera swoops in and all of a sudden you hear the guy singing but nothing else because the camera's just focused on him and then it zooms out and when he's falling like you hear the sound of his voice coming and then passing by you and going
oh the old Doppler effect
it's
yes.
so great
oh I gotta see that's
I'll
so
show
good.
It to you.
That is very creative that's awesome
nice
shout out to him
fun with sound everybody
yes.
fun with sound
we wrap up our entertainment segment talking a little local theater our great friends over at the Silver Foxes joined us the other day we were talking a little bit about their great radio show Situation Comedy coming up it premieres tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Then you'll have a chance to see them on the Friday at 6 o'clock. And then Saturday, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee. Mm-hmm. This will all take place at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. Encourage you to check this out. And not only check it out because of how we encourage you to support local and support local theater and the local arts in this area, but also maybe you might want to be a part of the Silver Foxes.
Yes.
You know, dip your toe in the water.
Man.
You might find out you want to go swimming.
They make it really easy for everybody. And it's ostensibly for people like 50, you know, you don't have to. You know,
no.
They will take anyone of any age if you want to just
try
it out. You know, there's no pressure. You don't have to memorize anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it real easy. And it's a lot of fun. Man, they have it set up already. And I love the radio setup that they do that.
If you don't follow WRCT on Facebook, you should, because they have great updates. You can see there's a collage of faces of Linda Garsky on there. Have you guys seen it? You should see it. It's so good.
Nice.
Yes. No, it's great. And the promoting of the shows, you get to see kind of like backstage stuff or behind the scenes stuff. And it gives you a little more insight into the fun that happens at the community theater.
We also, next week, will be talking a lot about the winter production of Arsenic and Old Lace that will be premiering next week.
I got my tickets.
Get those tickets yourself. Be like Melissa. Get your tickets at WRCTheater.com.
Yeah, cool like Melissa.
And while you're there...
You think I'm cool, Seth? Oh, it's a red letter day.
We're just advertising the show. I mean,
while you're there, also, you can join Melissa for auditions for Noises Off.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Get make plans for that, everybody. And again, get your tickets and find out more about the Silver Foxes at WRCtheater.org. Buy local, support local. We will be back after this on The Morning Show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Current temperature, 7 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I've got an interesting one here for you. I'm curious to know what you guys think, but certainly what the audience thinks as well on this one. We want audience participation, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. We've all heard coworkers say, just want to get the work week over. Just want to get through the week.
Okay.
But they probably didn't mean all at once, right? A new poll asked people what their ideal work week would be.
Oh.
26% said that the typical setup of 5 8-hour work days. So 26%.
Okay. Keep that in mind. About a quarter, all right.
40% said that they'd like an extra day off for 4 10-hour days.
Okay.
15% said that they'd like 2 extra days off and could do 3 13-hour days.
Ew.
And 13% said that they'd like shorter shifts, so six-hour days.
There you go. Yep, yep.
Six-hour days.
Six-hour days.
Okay. So this is all keeping basically the same hours is what we're looking at. Okay.
Yeah, 40 hours.
Yep.
There were a few people who wanted to get more extreme. 2% of people said that they'd prefer to do two 20-hour work days. And another 4% want to do just one shift of 40 hours.
No, what? Oh, get out of here with
those
that.
Those people were either in their teens or their early 20s.
Or they were pulling everyone's leg.
I think it's a little column A, on that one. There are certain extremes I don't think that we're going to see. Now, I do think that there's also a little bit of this that is already happening, certainly in textile companies, mills, different places.
Right. You see factories this all the time. Do a lot of 410s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So kind of putting that to the side almost, this comes back to one of our oldest topics the three of us have talked about in the four-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I do not think that this is something that you really truly need to overthink. I feel like that this is something that society has kind of already spoken on this one. And it's just we've gotten louder about it and more. Mm-hmm. We're not saying in a hushed voice. We're talking about it like, hey, this is what we want. We want a four-day work week.
We want to have a good work-life balance.
That would be the best. Right. That's the best thing to shoot for, right?
I don't use this and I don't do this to pick on them. I do this as a note to certainly for empathy and for also some understanding. And I say that from them I'm asking for. Because how many people think politicians work 40-hour work weeks?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question. And how much of it is actually doing work on legislation? And how much of it is it calling donors?
Right.
Because we know that split is like... Yeah.
So football players are some of the more talented and physically gifted human beings on the planet. I love football. I admire what they do and everything. It's also staggering when you think about how many minutes, and I mean minutes, a player actually plays in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. The actual time that they are actually playing and everything.
Yep.
Now, certainly, you can't just go out there and play.
Of course
You've
not.
Got to have practice. You've got to work out all those
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with politics. You can't just, you have to grease the wheels. You have to make connections and blah 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 and all those
network.
Things. So all that being said, I still don't know that your average politician works 40 hours a week.
Now we're talking about national politicians.
Yes.
Because our city politicians are a different ballpark altogether,
right.
Because they all, most of them have full-time jobs.
Exactly. They're local, yeah.
That needs to be defined,
yes.
And I
yes.
should have defined that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But with that being said, I don't understand how they, who are making these bills and are making these laws and are the ones that have to really, at the end of the day, make this decision on should we go from a five-day work week to a four-day or any of the above, how... Like it is like it feels like when my parents would swear and then tell me not to swear. It feels
exactly.
It feels exactly like that. Yeah. Like you do
as I say, not as I do. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of hypocrisy going on there.
Yeah. So I am more than willing to continue to work the way that we are. I've always worked, and we have our whole lives and everything. I would just like to see them and some other people doing this, like CEOs and people in charge of Fortune 500 companies and that. I don't understand. I don't think that I am saying something that is far-fetched, that is sci-fi.
No,
that
I
is
think
you know
right,
way
yeah.
out there or anything like that.
No, and the wage inequalities need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our CEOs in the United States, and not all of them, but there are some that make like 3 to 4 times. 400 times
there you
more
go.
Money.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 to 400
yep.
times more mm-hmm. money than their employees.
Yep.
In other countries, that's like, it's like 11 mm-hmm. times more.
Mm-hmm. Which is still a lot, but.
It's still a lot.
But yeah, I mean, that's.
But it's not outrageously ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. I understand that we're
and they don't pay taxes
and they don't pay taxes.
Nope.
Sorry,
they're not.
Why aren't we talking about that more?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Excellent
yeah,
point.
Yeah. And part of the reason we're not talking about it as much is because of this smokescreen that the media just gives right into. The idea that we're supposed to be talking about the changing of the name of the Gulf of Mexico and how Google's getting a bunch of heat for doing this and doing that. I don't care.
I'm not going to talk about it. That's it. That's the most you're ever going to hear me talk about it. That is not worth talking about. That is not news.
No.
I'm much more concerned with the things that are actually happening, actually going on.
Like the firing of all of the federal employees. Then the massive like response of, oh, wait, we fired somebody we shouldn't have. We need them back. Like, what? What?
If you are, and I'm saying this to everybody, whether you're a supporter or not of the current administration or not, if you are a supporter of them, then I would think that you want them to do their job and you want them to actually be, you know,
accountable.
Accountable, and so that you can continue to rave about, you know, being a part of this and everything. Well, give them, you need something to be able to rave about. Mm-hmm. And right now, all they're giving you is a bunch of smoke screens.
Yep.
A bunch of stuff that is not going to amount to anything because you have somebody up there who is not capable of this job. We've got 4 years of example of it already. And this is not an opinion. This is not an opinion, everybody. This is actual data that has shown us this. Again, I ain't in anybody's pocket. Mm-hmm. I care about the people. That's where I'm leaning. I don't care if it sounds corny or not. That's how I was raised. That's who I am.
Right.
We have things going on right now that are smoke screens and are taking away from the things that we actually need to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How many people woke up in the middle of the night last night freaking out and worrying about illegals voting? Did anybody? Did any single person? Please call up 715-424-2600 and tell me how you woke up at 2 in the morning freaking out over this. But I bet you are panicking. I bet you are having no people, your neighbors, your friends, your family, that are having a hard time getting to sleep at night because they don't know who's going to watch their kid in the morning. Or they don't know how they're going to get to work. Or certain things.
Or they just lost their job.
Yeah.
Because so many people have just lost their jobs across this nation.
Mm-hmm. It is asked upon the American worker to work their tail off, to dedicate their life to work. That is the American, that is what we do. We work. That is what we're supposed to do. I don't think it's expecting that much for our politicians to do the same.
No.
And to do what we ask of them and to listen to us. And especially at the everything starts from the top. Everything. Leadership always starts from the top. Any good general will not blame his soldiers. It is on them. And what we have at the top is not getting things done. They are giving you smoke screens.
And not taking accountability either.
Yes. Right. Yes. Like, this is, and again, this is not political. This is not about sides of the aisle or anything like that. I've held every administration accountable. And I've voted for a lot of them and held them accountable when they do not do what we
asked
of them.
That is our job.
Yes.
That is our job. We the people.
Yeah, right. To get back to the 40, you know, what we were talking about, the, you know, what people want to work with.
Before we got derailed?
That's what the show does. But, I mean, there's studies here. I mean, I think what we found is that, you know, like 6-hour shifts are like the best.
Yeah.
Because you can stay top of your game. Because the longer you work, the worse you get.
Yes.
At what you're supposed to be doing, you know, right? It also cuts out a lot of busy work that people don't need to do. You can focus on the task at hand. Mm-hmm. And if you only have 6-hour shifts, you can hire more people to work the other shifts that they're not working.
Exactly.
You're still paying them the same amount, right? But it's just different people.
And your people are more productive.
Exactly. Productive during those times.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a win for businesses.
It makes sense to me.
But it goes against, like James said, the culture that we have cultivated in America since America began.
Right. Before even America began. You know, the old Protestant work ethic, right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But also, that's not healthy. And we know more about what is healthy for humans.
Exactly.
What makes us happy, as in, like, productive, contributing members of society. Mm-hmm. How can we make our communities better if we can't spend any time in our communities?
Oh, well said. Mm-hmm. That's a nice one.
We will be back after our news, sports, and partner break with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In election results, the statewide race for superintendent of public instruction, incumbent Jill Underley will face off against conservative-backed Brittany Kinzer. Locally in Port Edwards, incumbent Betsy Mansell will face Matthew Fletcher on the ballot in April. Matthew Fletcher received 2 more votes than the third candidate, Eric Saylor. In the town of Rome, Carl Hasdahl will face Philip McLaughlin for board chairperson. For the 2 open seats for Town of Rome board supervisor, Vito Giardino took the most votes, followed by Mark Samuelstead and Tim Rippon. Daniel Mittner and Jackie Cole received the least votes. In Marshfield, Charles Norton is eliminated from the race for school board. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council voted to allow ATV-UTV use on County Highway Z only. During the council meeting on Tuesday, several older persons cited the resounding vote from citizens in November, saying they didn't want ATVs and UTVs on city streets. Alderperson Palmquist argued that the ordinance was unnecessary and would only add confusion to that area. However, the motion passed 5 ayes to 3 nays. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Memorial Library on Thursday, February 20th from 10 to 3. You can save up to 3 lives by donating blood. You can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or just stop in and see if there's any openings to donate. The City of Nakusa offices will be closed starting this Friday through the following Tuesday. That's February 21st through the 25th. They will reopen for normal business hours on Wednesday, February 26th. There's a community open house in the town of Rome today. It will be at the municipal complex from 5 to 7 p.m. It's located at 1156 Alpine Drive, Nakusa. Refreshments will be provided. Bring your ideas and come share your thoughts about the future of the town of Rome Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Current temperature, 7 below.
Welcome back, everybody.
morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And please continue to join us, everybody. Phone lines are wide open. Hit us in the number, 715-424-2600. We would love to hear from you. And we do want audience participation on this next topic. And it's a good one. It's a fun one. And there are no wrong answers. A new poll asked people, would you prefer extra love, extra money, or extra time? And I think, to me, this is one of those topics where you really don't have to answer. I think it's just one to even...
It's introspective.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can... I feel like we need to be reminded of this a little bit more in our society. You can have thoughts that you don't have to tweet. You can have thoughts that you don't have to put in the comment section.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not everybody needs to know your feelings.
Even though we just asked you to call in and tell us your feelings, you don't have to.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Right. What did I just do?
And you know what? It can change, too, because honestly, I think the answer to this question, James, is it depends on how old you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it.
Because when you're really young, you always want more time to play. Mm-hmm. When you're really old, you also want more time with your family and your friends and your loved ones and the ones that you've already lost.
Yeah.
So that's my perspective on time. I'm not talking about the other two.
I like what you're saying there. And mm-hmm. I think it's very relatable. There's a couple of things I bring this topic up for and everything. And one of them is I think the comparison shopping we can do, where you know you have your answer and you hear these stats I'm about to give you of how people answered the poll and just kind of the comparison there. Mm-hmm. I also think that there is going back to our previous topic, like I like to do, tying things together, because 46% of people voted for extra money. And I'm guessing that is in part because of where we are minimum wage and where we are with our
living paycheck to paycheck.
And the what you touched on earlier, Melissa, about the gap between us and the top 1% and mm-hmm. those things and stuff. So that mm-hmm. stands out to me a little bit, where I think any given person that you ask, we all understand the time is, you know, it's gone. Right. You know, we have it and it's gone. And, mm-hmm. and the idea of it.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's one of the most universal subject matters, whether we're talking about science fiction or talking about you know, real stories or anything in life. The mm-hmm. time is the number one thing that comes up, mm-hmm. But yet it comes in way second on this. 46% of people voted for extra money, 29% voted for extra time, and only 24% voted for extra love.
Wow!
And I don't know that that's the world that we want. It's the world we have, and I think we can work with, but I don't know it's the one that we deserve or we want.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with what is happening in our society right now. Mm-hmm. Like you said, with wages, with because the unfortunate reality of those other two things, if we don't have the money to afford a home, afford a roof over our head, afford a way to get to work with
basic
a car.
Basic survival.
If we don't have the money to have those things, we don't have time. We don't have love because we don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because we're too busy working.
Right. And I mean, sadly, if you're in that situation, like Melissa just described, time is, I mean, maybe you're wishing for less time. That you don't have to continue to suffer with what you are doing. I mean, that's kind of a bleak way of looking at it, but I'm guessing that is something that crosses people's minds as well, that kind of thing.
In the comments, someone said, extra money can buy extra love and time, which is basically money can buy happiness. And then someone else pointed out, extra time can get you extra money and love. And another person added, extra love can buy the other two things. Blah, blah, blah.
All of those have value, though.
Every one
it's
of
true.
Them.
They all have and again, validity.
Yeah, there's no wrong answers to this one. But I think that it's, we always love you guys to call in. But what I really demand, I really ask you to do, because I don't know why I said demand.
Do it now.
I don't know if I've ever demanded anything. What I really ask you to do out there is to ask yourself this question and answer mm-hmm. it truthfully in your mm-hmm. own head, and really kind of go from there. You know, because mm-hmm. I did this the other day, and I don't know if I've ever really even thought about this. I'm not sure I've ever even really had this thought come to mind. It seems to have come to your mind. Let's go ahead and find out what you got to say.
Yeah.
We are calling you because customers are looking for your company on Google Voice Search.
Ooh, Google Voice Search?
I got to take this off air. This sounds amazing, you guys. I got to check this off air.
Do robocalls need love? Is that what do they need more love or do they need more time?
This is going to get me on a whole other topic, and I don't want to derail. Yes.
All right. So here's the way I look at it. All right. Of those two things. The three things that we're talking about, well, I look at what's the most limited. And the most limited, in my opinion, is time. Because we have a finite amount of time here on this planet, each one of us, right? Yep. And so that one is probably, I would vote for more time just because the other things, while absolutely important, you know, we need money to live and all that sort of thing. I think when you talk to someone who's elderly, what would they want? Most, they would say, can I have more time to be with my loved ones? You know, even, no matter how successful they were in life.
More time without pain.
Yeah. How about that? That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, exactly. And then, so yeah, I mean, they're not going to care about how much money they made at that point, you know, throughout their life.
No, and as hopefully long as they have enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, right. Here's the hope that they don't have to worry about it. And hopefully they have the love of family, friends, whatever it is. But can we spend more time with that family? You know, do we get on this plane or whatever you want to call it?
No, I think that's a good point. But also your point of wanting less time when you don't have those things is also worth mentioning.
Yes.
Because there is a, you know, and it happens at different points in your life too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I know I've been there at certain points in my life. So, yeah.
And while we talk about time not stopping, there are some times where time does seem to stop. Like the entire month of January. I mean, come on. That was like 429 days.
Yeah, it felt a lot longer than 31, that's for sure.
And when it's 10 below,
this makes it worse.
Even longer.
Yeah.
I know that seconds are seconds, but I swear, in the cold, they're a lot longer.
They're cold and they're going slower.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Seth, on the time thing. I feel like that it's almost it's very easy for me to answer. I never thought about this before, but it was right away. The first thought that I had was time, and a lot of what you were saying there, and time machines. I want a time. Doesn't this mean I get a time machine then? If I choose,
you choose time.
Cool. Is that how that works? Okay.
I feel like it should. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have time for love or money right now. All of my time is taken up trying to make money. And I don't have time for love. Well, so
here at WFHR, we got nothing but time for you. We got nothing but time.
All our time is for you.
Anything but love, baby.
A place in England called Lupa Pizza just added a Hawaiian pizza to their menu. But the owners really, really, I mean really, hate pineapple. I don't use that word hate very often unless you can really back it up. And these people are backing it up because they have decided to charge for it a lot. Their pepperoni pizza costs £12, or about $15. But the Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple will run you about $120.
Oofta.
Their delivery menu says, yeah, for £100, you can have it. They say to pair it with champagne since you already are splurging.
Oh, my. Oh, that's so great.
That's very cute marketing. I gotta agree with that one.
CNN talked to them, and at that point, no one had ordered it yet, but it's drummed up a lot of publicity.
Right.
Exactly.
They say there's a chance they'll keep it on the menu and lower the price, of course, but they might raise it even more.
Yeah.
Their local paper launched a poll asking readers, does pineapple belong on pizza? If yes wins, they'll make their Hawaiian a monthly special. And last we checked, yes was winning.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That was around 7 this morning I checked, so I don't know if it's updated since then or not. But they say no promises on price, though. If they do add it long term, they might drop the price or they might double it. Now, when I dove into this story, I thought, okay, they're just doing this marketing, all that.
Right.
But if you really do order pineapple, they're not going to charge you. No, they're really going to charge you. Like, they have made no
They got to stick to their guns on this one. I think so. They do. Like,
truth
they really
in advertising,
do.
Yeah. I mean.
They have one can of pineapple in the kitchen. One can.
It's from 1946. Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of common. I don't know. What's next to common knowledge? It's not common knowledge, but it's just right close to it. It's right on the cusp of being common knowledge. I don't know what. On the cusp of common knowledge.
There you go. You invented something.
Did you know the Hawaiian pizza is actually Canadian? A place
Makes
just
sense.
Over
with
the
Canadian
border.
Canadian bacon. Yeah.
Place just over the border from Detroit came up with it way back in 1962.
I'm glad you brought that up because we did get someone on our text line speaking specifically about pineapple and pizza, and they had a really good idea about it.
Ooh.
The do you want to read it?
I got it up here. Cool. So the trick to pineapple on pizza is bacon, but not Canadian bacon. They mean just regular bacon. Extra bacon when possible. It's the extra salty with the sweet, which actually makes
total sense.
So shout out to Laura, who was the one who did that for us. That was very cool. I think that's a good rule of thumb for
it
that.
Is. Yeah. It is. But I do have to say, when I discovered Canadian bacon on pizza, my world changed.
for the better?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. I don't know. Could have been bad.
No, come on. I didn't get to eat bacon for the first half of my life.
Ooh, got some making up to do.
I do.
Making up with the bacon.
Yep. Got some bacon up to do.
I got some bacon making.
Ooh, we're getting to a weird area here. We might want to back off of that one.
We'll be back after
salty pork? There's nothing wrong with it.
Morning show on WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Right now, 2 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We're going to wrap up with some good stories of the day and some local stuff going on. Want to mention to the audience about our great lineup coming up. We got some good stuff for you. Matt and Air on Air, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Greg's on fire today.
Yeah, he is.
He started out this morning. Yeah, he was going.
You know it's going to be a good day when he's working with Pat and he's doing his Michael McDonald. You know, it's going to be... It's going to be a good one. Join Jen and Greg. They'll take you through to your noon hour. And a little bit later in the day, we'll have Midday Magazine for you. Be sure to join us for that. Got a great lineup today. In part one, we are going to speak with our friends from Encourage. We've got Kim in with us, and we're going to talk to the Rams group.
Great.
We've got, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's just Rams. I'm sorry. I used to encourage on Wednesdays. I apologize.
Right, yeah.
Yes, we're going to have the Rams group in with us. We're talking to their FACT students.
Cool.
We're going to be talking about some of their initiatives and some of the good work that
really
those kids
cool,
are up to.
Cool thing, yeah.
And then in part two, Pastor Eric Hambrook is going to join us from Love, Inc. Talk about Founders Day celebration.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
It is.
A little bit later today, we'll have Playmakers for you. Be sure to join us from that from 5 to 6. Shows brought to you by Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. Bring us your sports thoughts, takes, and feelings. I believe Michael will be with us. We'll talk some local high
excellent.
School sports. The women's ladies basket bracket came out recently. I want to talk about that with him. Mm-hmm. And the Assumption Royals and some of the other
of
teams in our area.
Oh, yeah.
Just blowing up in the season they're having. And we'll lead you into the Wisconsin Hockey Hour at 7:05. Looking forward to that.
All right.
We got a couple of other great local things going on in our area. It is a Wednesday. Seth, you know what that means?
Why, that means B-I-N-G.
Oh!
Very good. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at 430 West Jackson Street. That is the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. And then on Sunday, everyone, you want to go out and play some trivia, don't you?
Yeah.
It's the walk-off school debt trivia night over at Two Doors Down Brewing Company from 2 to 4. They're at 140 East Grand Avenue. There's going to be lots of fun. Afternoon trivia, there's going to be silent auction as well. It's free to play, but they will be accepting a free will offering. All proceeds benefit Southwood County school meal programs, those students that have a little bit of debt. And I hear that WIRI personalities Seth and Dottie B will be the MCs of this.
You heard that?
Yes, I did hear that. So
that's a get.
Local celebrities.
Yes, that's
here
a
on
get.
The local radio.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Be sure to check that out, everybody. It's a great way to help out our future, help out our kids and everything.
Yep.
And Melissa, we got another great concert coming to town.
Yeah, you don't even have to fly. Did you know that you can drive to Broadway?
Whew. Nice.
Yeah. Bachelors of Broadway will be at the Performing Arts Center. They will be there on Thursday, February 20th. It's James's birthday, by the way. At 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin. Sorry, I just saw the date. It popped into my head. I can't help it. but you're going to want to see these gentlemen. It's a brand new three-man act that are featuring... I'm not reading that word. But they're going to sing songs from Wicked, The Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, 42nd Street, Miss Saigon, The Greatest Showman, Dear Evan Hansen, Les Mis. There's going to be so many great songs. You don't want to miss this. There's also dinner you can get from The Ridges, and the meal is only $26. Whoa. But the tickets for the show are $49 for adults, $10 for students. They're available at SavorTheArts.com 24/7.
Yep.
So when you wake up at 2 in the morning...
And you need to buy tickets right then.
You can do it.
You can. There are still seats available, by the way. I did check that out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, good.
There's still plenty of seats available.
Oh, but you had to have those meal tickets purchased by February 6th. So you're out for the meal.
You can still go out beforehand somewhere. Yeah. Lots of great restaurants around
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you want to go and you want to go right now, everybody give us a call, 715-424-2600. We got two tickets. Put in your hand.
Yes. Yeah.
Free.
Call up, give us your favorite musical. Your favorite musical
That's
or your,
one.
Your favorite songs or something, and we'll get it to you.
What,
everybody.
Cats?
Extra point. What? No. I mean, the song Memory, yes. But no. Extra points if you sing the song.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
The singers out there.
You sing it, we'll give you a shirt, too.
Hey, there you go.
Bonus.
Yeah. Want to remind everybody as well that tomorrow there's an opportunity for you to be a superhero. You can donate blood. We have a blood donation opportunity going on tomorrow at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue from 10 to 3. Be sure to check that out and appreciate everybody who is able to make the time and get down there to donate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Got some world good stories wanted to mention.
Okay.
Have you heard about Doug's winter party? An 87-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Doug went viral when he went to a neighbor's house to give her a handwritten invitation to a neighboring party at his home.
Oh.
She thought it was sweet and shared it online, and it went viral, and people all over the internet were sending snacks and drinks to Doug for his party, which happened this past Saturday. Doug said it would go on until the cops arrived. Again, he's 87.
Yeah.
I love it.
Doug, give them some snacks when they're there, you know?
Doug and the neighbor recorded some stuff live from the party, and they went and then they went on the Today Show to talk about how they think people just latched onto the neighborly wholesomeness of it.
Yeah.
Mm. And that they hope this starts a trend.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Winter parties, always great.
Researchers have rediscovered a rare fish species that was presumed to be extinct after it was not seen for more than 8 decades.
Really?
It's called the Chell snakehead, or China amphihemus. And I did practice that. A wildlife biologist said that this is the equivalent of finding a dodo in the wild.
Wow. Right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
They're like,
yes. Back from extinction. That's so cool.
That sounds like something from a horror movie, but I love it. Someone needs to make a horror movie.
And,
it's just a pretty little fish.
Oh, it's a fish, yeah.
That's almost looks like a perch in some ways.
Yeah, like a little longer perch, right?
Tiger
yeah.
stripes, though. Yeah. It's orange and black and white. It's kind of a cool-looking fish. It's a pretty fish.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. You correct me if I'm wrong. You guys, everybody out there, like, that's headline news.
Mm.
Like, I feel like seriously. We should all be talking about that. That's new species, big news. It's certainly bigger than what somebody wants to call the Gulf or anything like that. That's not, or I'm going to buy Greenland or something like that. That's not actual news. That's just old man rambling. This is actual news. This is actual, like, incredibly cool stuff right here. Mm-hmm. How many people out there knew it happened? How many people actually knew this story happened?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of that's an old story. That actually came out about a week ago.
Yeah, right. I had not heard of it.
That's crazy.
I have not heard of it.
Some firefighters in Connecticut had a special Valentine's Day this year, and they deserve it when they were reunited with a baby girl they saved last year.
Aww.
When she was just 2 weeks old and stopped breathing, they revived her, and now she is celebrating her first birthday.
That's fantastic.
How awesome is that?
Mm. I want more stories like that. Mm-hmm. Our firefighters deserve it. I don't know how often that gets to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, when they save a life or they're there for somebody or something.
Yeah. Right.
It's one of my life goals to find the firefighters that delivered me and
thank
them.
That would be so cool.
I've tried a couple of times. I actually talked to the reporter that wrote the article, and I emailed her back and forth and everything. And she was on the lookout. She was going to let me know. It was like a year ago, but we'll see.
You know, going back to that the neighborhood party, I got a good story from our common council. They are trying to pass an ordinance that will allow block parties in Wisconsin Rapids.
What?
So that is something that is underway.
Oh, let's start planning, guys.
Yes,
we need to get a block party going right here.
I love the idea of those being brought back.
Yeah, yes. Block parties are awesome.
Just not right now. Not in this weather.
Oh,
well,
no.
It's a little chilly.
But come spring, heck yeah. You sign me up. I'll show up at your block party. I'll show up. Great show today, you two.
You too,
James. You too, man.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM.
That was fun.
WQ4ADE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Icy weathers plunge the nation's midsection into a big chill. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Oklahoma City and Tulsa below zero. Kansas City at minus 13.
They're bracing for snow after deadly flooding over the weekend in the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. The Justice Department's bid to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams goes before a federal judge today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Adams, for one, has denied all the charges against him. He also says that he has not had any quid pro quo with the government.
There's unease across Europe after a high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia on ending its war next door. Correspondent MTS Tayab.
The president's suggestion that Ukraine started the war and not Russia, which launched a full-scale invasion nearly 3 years ago, has shocked Ukrainian and European leaders. We're also left out of the talk.